pledge to pull some sugar out of Pepsi. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. The soft drinks giant PepsiCo today will roll out a plan to, among other things, reduce the sugar in its stuff. The company says at least two-thirds of its drinks will have 100 calories or fewer from added sugar. That's per 12 ounce. Marketplace's Adam Allington has more on the strategy.
The announcement comes after years of ratcheting pressure from health experts and governments who blame Big Soda, that is Coke and Pepsi, for fueling a global obesity epidemic. Pepsi set a date for implementation of 2025, so still quite a few years out. Other targets include a 15% improvement in efficiency in water-stressed areas and a 20% drop in greenhouse gas emissions across its supply chain by 2030.
Now, Adam, the analogy that comes to mind here are car and truck fuel economy standards mandated by the government. They do it by fleet. You can still buy a gas guzzler, but the efficient cars are available. Maybe an analogy?
I think it's correct. Pepsi plans to achieve the reduction by introducing more zero and low-calorie drinks and reformulating the recipe for existing drinks. Right now, only 40% of Pepsi's drinks contain fewer than 100 calories. Both Pepsi and Coke are strong opponents of things like taxes on sugary drinks like the ones they have in France and Mexico. Instead, the thinking here is they can reduce sugar consumption by making low-calorie options available to more markets, places such as Africa and Asia, and giving consumers there more choice.
All right, Adam, thank you. Netflix profits later today. Mitchell Hartman reports from the Marketplace Bureau at Oregon Public Broadcasting.
Netflix originally built its business streaming TV shows and movies that had already aired. Now the big push is to generate original programming, says Paul Verna at eMarketer.
My sense of it is that it's the original content drawing new subscribers to Netflix and retaining existing ones.
Verna says competitors Amazon and Hulu are making the same play. And it's expensive. Netflix says it'll spend $6 billion this year with high-profile, high-budget series like the new British royals drama The Crown.
My name is Elizabeth.
And long live Queen Elizabeth.
Media analyst Tuna Amobi at CFRA says Netflix is going all in.
So you'll find kids shows, documentaries, comedies, talk. And that's their goal, is to try to be all things to as many people as possible.
Amobi says Netflix might not be able to afford this forever, but for now, the name of the game is spend big to make the biggest splash. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
This election season, we've been jumping off something the writer and social critic Kurt Vonnegut once told me on TV.
Look, I'll tell you, it's one thing that no cabinet had ever had is a secretary of the future. And there are no plans at all for my grandchildren and great-grandchildren.
Well, why not a secretary of the future to think about what policy will do not just in FY 2018, but in 20 or maybe 50 years? The other day I hosted a public event at the high school Vonnegut attended in Indianapolis to ask for agenda items for a secretary of the future. On the radio on Friday, we explored some audience ideas from a minimum universal income at a time that technology is wiping away jobs to registering every child to vote at birth. But people also did something unexpected beyond issues. They also wanted to frame the values. We start here with Terrian Barnes, a leadership consultant who is on the panel. Then we'll hear from members of the audience.
Compassion. Not just from the point of view of compassion being kindness, but compassion being uncomfortable with poverty, uncomfortable with homelessness, uncomfortable with students who are not getting the same share of the resources across the community.
Hi, my name is Hugh. Think critically needs to be a very, very good value for us to pay attention to, especially going forward. There's so much information out there. I think a lot of us don't take the time to actually read the thing that we're sharing. So for all of us to actually dive deep, think critically, and work on problem solving.
Mark, I think the Secretary of the Future ought to focus on the individual's dignity going forward. If we can think back about the association of dignity and a job well done and some of the jobs that have become antiquated because of new technology and so forth, we end up starting to, from an economic standpoint, looking at labor as simply one more added unit as opposed to the dignity of the individual and the love and appreciation for a job well done.
Kevin Krulowich. We have to keep it real in the sense of being able to understand what is most important to our basic existence, and that's the ability to empathize and see our lives through the challenges and difficulties that others face and do what we can to improve that situation for our fellow human.
Hi there, I'm Chris. Two of my favorite Vonnegut books are God Bless You, Mr. Rosewater and Slapstick. Rosewater ends with a character saying, "Damn it, babies, you've got to be kind." And Slapstick begins with Kurt talking about the problem of people not practicing enough common decency. And so those would probably be my two top priorities, is trying to increase the, figuring out some cultural way in which you can increase random acts of kindness and also acts of common decency, I guess.
Thanks to the Vonnegut Library for producing the event and station WFYI in Indianapolis. During the series, we have talked to corporate secretaries of the future, often called chief sustainability officers, and guess which country has one in the cabinet already? Sweden, of course. Marketplace.org/secretaryfuture if you're looking for a moment of inspiration during this ugly campaign season. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.